Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, there's a house for sale in Burtonport in County Donegal that's seen quite a bit of history. It was a family home, a hotel, a base for a group who believed God was a woman and dressed in Victorian clothes, and for a while in the 1970s, the home of the Screamers, a group seeking to rid themselves of the trauma of being born. Patrick Bonner is the current owner, the person who's putting up for sale. Afternoon, Patrick.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thank you for calling.
Now, to kind of work through this backwards, if you like, when you bought the house in 2001, was it the Romantics that you bought it off?
Well, no. By that time, they had long gone. They were here from about 1982 to 92. And then the Atlantis commune, which was set up by Jenny James, they recovered the house from 92 and then sold it again in 2000. And very briefly, it was owned by somebody else for about a year. We bought it in 2001.
Ah, right. Okay. So was there much evidence or any evidence of the previous owners?
The house was a blaze of colour. There were dolphins all over the place. There was a huge, quite frightening green man in the hallway. There was drawings and fantasy creatures and imagined creatures all over the house.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately, we didn't retain any of them. Some of them were quite good, but in restoration, we had to sort of make some difficult choices.
Well, I assume you wanted it to look like the house it originally was.
Yes. We wanted to kind of restore it to how a family house would look. I mean, it had been a place that the various, for want of a better word, cults had been in. 1974 through to 2000, about 26 years, it had been either the Atlantis Foundation, locally called the Screamers, because they made a lot of noise when they were doing their dynamic meditation. And then in the 80s, they were called various things. They were called the Silver Sisters. They renamed the house Andropov Gill, if I'm pronouncing that right, the Living Fridge. They were unusual. For example, they took out all of the electrical fitting at the time because they wanted to live as if they were living in the 19th century, like Amish in America or something like that. And the electrician who came to do our house, a lovely man called Don Boyle. He was called to the house, and he walked in, and he couldn't see any fiddling. What do you want me for here? And they said to him, well, we've heard about this thing called the internet, and we would like to be connected. And it turned out they were actually producing in the 80s video games, you know, the kind of very crude video games, very graphic ones now. But they did one called Jack the Ripper. They did another one called The Secret of St. Bride. In fact, they ran this place under a Victorian school for a while for young ladies. And there were various activities that went on, I think.
Yes. Okay. Because I have a dim memory that you could go there and be disciplined.
Yes. That's a good way of putting it.
Yes.
Strange thing is, although they agreed to buy the house from Jenny James, who was the founder of the Atlantis commune, in 82... they never actually completed the sale. They paid a deposit.
Oh, I see.
So technically, the ownership between 74 and 2000 was always with the Atlantis commune.
Mm.
The house was never formally transferred.
And even though while they were there, though, they dressed like they were living in the Victorian era and would go around Burtonport looking like that.
They did. They must have cut quite a strange figure, actually. There's one great video. They were interviewed on the Gay Byrne show in something like 87, 88. And they showed a video before it started of them walking around Dunlow, going into the butchers and buying meat. And they did look very strange. The thing is that people are very accepting here. They did change the house quite a lot. I mean, the house was a respectable-looking hotel at one stage. And when she came in 74, she started painting the outside of the house with signs of the Zodiac. The windows at the top were made into eyes so that the windows were pupils. There was the earth goddess on the side of the house. It was a blaze of colour.
Mm. And the Screamers, as they were known, or that was partially because of they practiced some sort of therapy, for want of a better term.
That's right. They practiced what's called the Wilhelm Reich bioenergetic dynamic meditation. Getting out trying to get back to the birth experience, your original feelings, and that required a lot of noise. That's When the people outside the house heard this, they called on the screamer. And Jenny herself, from 1988, she made her way to South America, went to Colombia. And she's still alive there today.
Now that you're selling the house, Patrick, are you going to be wary about who you might sell it to? Because, you know, the people of Burtonport might go, oh, no, not another group of odd people.
No, I see the people of Burtonport are remarkably flexible and adaptable. It's not at all clear who would buy it because it is a big house. We bought it, it had 10 bedrooms. We converted one to a bathroom. It's effectively two houses. Just to give it some backstory, before Jenny James came along, it was built as an ordinary family house in 1895 by a man called John Sweeney, who was very active in the land. He then, when the railway came to Burtonport in 1903, he added another house on the back, so that he created a hotel in the well-known university's Sweeney's Hotel. And the family lived in the back, and the hotel had six bedrooms at the front. So at that time, Burtonport was a boom town. There were three busy hotels. And interestingly, his firstborn son, who came later in the 1916, he was the only Bernard Allborn person who fought in GPO in 1916. And the reason he did that is because his father sent him to Patrick Pierce's school in West Barnum, St. Andrews. So they got to know, family got to know Patrick Pierce quite well.
Mm.
In fact, Patrick Pierce came to Dunmore in 1914 in February to raise volunteers for the Irish Volunteers. But he was so unknown then. I mean, he's universally known now in Ireland. But that night he stayed in the house here in Burtonport. And we know this because Johnny's second wife, Alice, she wrote a memoir, which was published about 2000, and she listed all of the people who would have stayed here. So later, for example, when Eamon de Valera was campaigning in February 1918, he came to Burtonport, part of like that, and he stayed overnight, and then he headed off in the morning to Dunmore and then Easter. And she also records that Maud Gonne came stayed here. That would have been, I think, 1922. I don't know the first date for which, but she was active in the White Cross Fund, which was an American fund for reconstructing Ireland after the War of Independence. She came to Dunlow, and there's a number of things here in Dunlow we owe to Maud Gonne, various roads. Some roads are still called the White Cross Road after the White Cross Fund that Maud Gonne helped.
My God, it sounds like everybody's stayed there at some point or another. We do have to leave it there, though, Patrick. Patrick Bonner, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.